Welcome to another edition of the Bob Tuscan Show. Tonight's guest, Michael Collins Piper. We'll get to him in just a little bit, but first, a story that has made the headlines just recently. We've heard talk about Israel telling Syria not to continue to arm Hezbollah, and if they were to continue, that Israel plans on attacking them. And if Syria dare protect themselves or counterstrike, well, then they should suffer the consequences and the criminal acts of the Israeli forces. Well, Israel is back at warning Syria over the Golan Heights clashes. The head of Israel's armed forces warned Syrian President Bashar al-Assad of, quote, consequences if fire continues from Syrian territory against Israeli troops in the occupied Golan Heights. If he disturbs the Golan Heights, he will have to bear the consequences, Lieutenant General Benny Gantz said in an address at Haifa University. He says, quote, we cannot and shall not allow the Golan Heights to become a comfort zone for Assad. He spoke hours after Israeli troops and Syrian forces exchanged fire across the sensitive ceasefire line on the Golan Heights. But the criminal state denied Syrian claims that one of its vehicles had been destroyed. The Syrian army fired of an Israeli patrol. Let me read that again. The Syrian army fired on an Israeli patrol, which we confirmed 6 hours ago, but did not destroy a vehicle or kill anyone, according to an Israeli military spokesman, Avichai Adre, who wrote this on Twitter. I love how they're quoting Twitter as a source to hear about military actions from Israel, of all places. Quote, in response, Israel Defense Force returned precise fire at the source of the gunfire. They reported a direct hit, and in typical fashion, nobody died, of course, in the supposed Syrian strike. Well, Israel definitely killed more than a couple. Syria claimed to have destroyed an Israeli military vehicle, it said, had crossed the ceasefire line during the incident. Quote, the vehicle passed the ceasefire line and was moving toward the village of Bir Ajam, situated in the liberated Syrian zone. So there you go, folks. We need to keep our eyes on that situation. I know our guest tonight, Michael Collins Piper, has been doing so for many years. For some 25 years, acting through independent American media outlets, Michael Collins Piper has been one of the most outspoken, prolific, and widely read American journalists to take a consistent stance against unquestioning U.S. support for Israel, criticizing policies advancing the New World Order that have injured American relations with the Arab and Muslim world. Piper has written an estimated 4,000 articles and feature stories, first for The Spotlight, now the American Free Press, and for the Barnes Review History magazine. Although many of Piper's articles focused on the Israeli lobby, his work has also encompassed a wide range of affairs, from 9/11 to the Oklahoma City bombing. He's coming up next. The Bob Tuscan
Show. Golden Stag Safaris invites you to hunt in one of Argentina's most beautiful scenarios. Enjoy the quietness of the Pampas and the five-star accommodation lodge. Excellent food and wine included in your stay, all the while hunting big game in the Argentine Valley. an area known for having a wide range of game, excellent trophies, the biggest stags in South America, as well as many other species. All gold medal quality. One-on-one guided hunts, rental guns available with the highest quality scopes in every caliber, Land Rovers for transport, pickup at Buenos Aires Airport, and a private aircraft for charter is all available. Go to www.goldenstagsafaris.com to see photos and for more information. Again, www.goldenstagsafaris.com.
With financial uncertainty circling the globe due to job losses, decline in the housing market, a climate of corruption, bailouts, currency rigging, and unfair competition, many are once more turning to precious metals as the only hedge against the uncertainty of the future. With the U.S. House conducting hearings on proposals to confiscate workers' personal retirement accounts, including 401ks and IRAs, this is the time to secure your assets. Call Republic Trading Group today, 800-691-7898, before this happens, and find out how easy it is to convert your existing IRA and in some instances your 401k plan into real wealth now. Don't let the ravages of hyperinflation caused by the massive increase of fiat currency now flooding world markets affect your retirement account. Call RTG at 800-691-7898 and experience the security and peace of mind that only real gold and silver can offer. That number again is 800-691-7898. Call now.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Through their ministries of propaganda, each took complete control of the theater, the movies, the radio, every cultural activity and every channel of information.
Well, times is tough, all right. Yeah, I'll say.
It's the future.
Okay, our guest tonight, Michael Collins Piper, he has not arrived yet, but we will get to him as soon as he enters the building. Let's see here. The Senate panel passes immigration bill. Obama praises the move. I don't know. Is the immigration issue something of interest to you? To be honest, it's kind of a non-issue for me. I don't know. 800-313-9443. We'll take some phone calls while we're waiting for Michael to connect. 800-313-9443. In typical lamestream media fashion, they've blown the trauma of the Oklahoma tornado out of proportion. Don't get me wrong. Absolute devastation. And of course, it's even more hard-hitting when you hear that children have died. Barbara Boxer. You know who Barbara Boxer is? She's the crazy from California. You all know who she is. Some politician. How do you know when a politician's lying? Anyways, Barbara Boxer came to a press conference or I don't know what it was exactly, but here's the quote. And I'm going to paraphrase it because I don't have it in front of me. The Oklahoma tornado is an example of climate change. Climate change is not just warming, it's extreme weather. And there's no doubt that the weather has been, quote, extreme. But in what context? The weather has been extreme as far as we know, as far as our records go back. And the records don't go back very far, as you know. The Earth has always had periods of warming and cooling and extreme weather. What's gotten more extreme is the lamestream media and the politicians' exploitation of these events. That's what's more extreme. And Barbara Boxer and all you other global warming neocons, quit exploiting traumatic experiences like this for the sake of your propaganda. It makes me sick, and you should be absolutely ashamed of yourselves. That's the bottom line. I'm going to take a sip of water here. Fluoride-free water, of course. Anyways, what else is going on in the world today? Let's talk about some gardening. There's a big trend amongst liberty-minded individuals or truth movement, whatever that is or isn't, participants. You know, I struggle sometimes to label things, but there is a push for people who have their eyes open, let's just say that, or at least somewhat open, to get into the gardening trend. And as a result, there's all these companies selling seeds, heirloom seeds, not the Monsanto Terminator destroyers. By the way, did you hear that there's a big Say No to Monsanto Day scheduled? The local Occupy movement here in my town, love them or hate them, they're very anti-Monsanto. And they're staging a march to the grocery store. I don't mean to digress from the gardening thing, but I had this idea about, in reference to Monsanto and GMO food in our grocery store, I was thinking of getting some sort of label or a sticker. Please do steal this idea if you like and report back to me and let me know how it goes. I was thinking about getting a sticker and going to the grocery stores. And maybe not a sticker, but maybe a little pamphlet or something, kind of as a guerrilla activist going around from product to product, stamping it with a big warning, especially those products that we're concerned about. I definitely should do so with aspartame and high fructose corn syrup. I guess if I was to really cover all the grounds, the list of poisons would be ever-ending. Never-ending, rather. Did I say ever-ending? Never-ending. But back to gardening. So there's a big push to garden. And a lot of people out there are expecting for stuff to hit the fan. And as a result, they're preparing, and that's the whole idea behind the prepping movement. You have your doomsday preppers out there. And part of prepping is stocking up on seeds with the intent to garden. Here's the problem with that. If you're not actually gardening here, now, past tensed, if you're not having practiced these skills, and you think then one day you're going to wake up, stuff's going to have hit the fan, the Federal Reserve scam is finally out, there's a run on the bank, The grocery stores are starting to ration food. And everything else slowly spirals out of control. Or quickly spirals out of control. If you think that you can just wake up and all of a sudden say, oh, well, I have these seeds here that I've been keeping under my desk. I got some tomatoes and I got some watermelon. I'm going to grow a garden. It can't be that difficult. After all, it's just putting a seed in the ground and growing that seed. Watering it, some sunlight. And to a certain extent, that's the truth. But there are all sorts of variables that I want to alert you about. And every year that I practice gardening, and I've been doing so since early on in college, back in college, I learn something new, I come across some sort of hurdle, and as a result, I'm able to adapt, learn, grow, and apply those skills to when they're really going to be necessary. I know many of you are actively practicing gardening now. And you know exactly what I'm talking about. 800-313-9443. We'll kind of have an open format until we get Mike on. If Michael does not show up tonight, we'll always reschedule with him. I've had Michael on the show before. I haven't had him since I've been on RBN, and since Michael has been a longtime RBN contributor, I thought to reach out to him and bring him on the show, of course. Been following his work for many, many years, and he does a great job, an absolutely great job in exposing not only the Zionist, but also all criminals. And he knows the difference between generalizing the Jews and adequately pointing out the individuals, whether their name is Rothschild, Rothenstein, Herzl, or whatever, or their name is Rockefeller or some of the others. But the bottom line is he's able to call names, and that's what I admire about him, and not just, well, feed the ADL. Because there is a certain group out there, and I don't want to pick a fight with anyone, but there's a certain group out there that just generalizes and says the Jews, and they blame the Jews as this boogeyman, the Jews. And that only feeds the ADL. In fact, the ADL actually, and I am sure of this, has agents out there who do that very thing, where they just simply use derogatory names and say that's, you know, I haven't been able to confirm this, but it seems that they own several websites, one being JewRat.com. And these are websites you would think would be owned by bigots. And, of course, I don't want to call them anti-Semites because the Semitic people are those that speak the Semitic languages. And many of the Jewish people, or the so-called Jewish people today, are like my ancestors, Ashkenazi Jews from Eastern Europe. And they're not Semitic at all. But the bottom line is, it seems that there is a group of people out there that give the people who are doing their due diligence to expose Zionist criminals, Jewish criminals, a bad name by being simply bigots. Folks, when we come back, we'll get to your phone calls and so much more. It's the Bob Tuscan Show, 800-313-9443.
The Bob Tuscan Show.
Are you prepared? Are you ready? You should be. CampingSurvival.com is your source for camping supplies, survival gear, and survival food. Whether you are an emergency preparedness-minded individual interested in MRE, a hardcore hiker and need a paracord, a water filter system and fire piston, or you just need a basic first aid kit or emergency kit for the family. CampingSurvival.com is the right place. Call CampingSurvival.com today, toll free at 800-537-1339. CampingSurvival.com. It's not about the end of the world. It's not about surviving a hypothetical plane crash. It's about the satisfaction you get knowing you can take care of yourself and or your family in any situation, anytime, anywhere. Visit CampingSurvival.com now and receive 5% off any purchase with the code FREEDOM. CampingSurvival.com.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. While we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country, here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store or call us at 1-877-605-9200.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Seems the louder we're singing, the less they're hearing. Babylon got them so mindless they can't see Armageddon is nearing. I try to shake them to wake them, but they say they'd rather be sleeping. So don't be surprised if my eyes can't disguise that inside me my spirit is weeping.
All right, welcome back to the Bob Tuscan Show, 800-313-9443. And let's talk with Susan. Susan, how are you?
Hi, how are you?
Oh, hanging in there.
Good. What you were talking about struck a bell with me, with what we were trying to do, so far as growing the garden versus raising animals.
I haven't even begun to consider raising animals, although it's been in the back of my head. I have some friends that have had chickens. I had some chickens actually at one point that, only a couple, and we would get the eggs, and that seemed to be a great thing. And there's chicken tractors that kill two birds with one stone. They provide eggs, and they also fertilize your yard with great chicken compost rather. I'm at a loss for words there. And then I have another guy who I know who's probably listening now in South Carolina who has moved to rabbits, and he collects the rabbit poo for the same reason. And he claims that, you know, they have great meat and they're a great livestock animal to have. What's your take?
Well, I started off with chickens, and I got a whole big clutch because I figured that I was a beginner and I wouldn't know what to do and they'd all die, and they didn't. And so I wound up with a, you know, huge flock of birds, and then I went to goats and cows and everything. But I will tell you what, for the people who think they're gathering seeds and they're going to grow everything, the hardest thing is the garden.
So you know, animals are easy compared to the gardens, what you're telling me.
That's what I'm trying to say. I mean, they're not easy. They're, you know, you have to be a steward. You have to take care of them. But all in all, when you come down to it and you put those seeds out there, ah, my goodness. And you've got the weather and the heat and the,
right.
you know, watering and everything. It just seems like our garden, it seems like I've done well with the animals, but when I try to grow stuff, I'm, you know. So
what about feeding the animals? When stuff hits the fan, you won't have access to your, you know, your local farm store to buy feed. Have you tried growing food for the animals to eat?
That is what I'm working on right now. You know, we have some acreage for the animals, and we rotate them around. We try to keep the chickens free range and the goats and the cattle that we have, and you know, they're raised for food or for milk or for whatever, and we understand that, but and it seems just to be easier to work with the animals than it when we go out to garden. So I'm just trying to tell people as. And I called in right away because when you said that, it struck me. I was like, yes, it's really difficult to, if you've not had any experience with it, to garden. Gardening is the tough part. So, yeah.
Well, Susan, I appreciate your call, and thanks for backing me up on that because I've had some success, but I've also come across many hurdles. So, you know, have you had pest problems, especially when you're doing an organic garden? Have you had problems with the weather? All of these things are things that we might not factor in to begin with, but come up out of nowhere. So you're exactly right, and I appreciate your testimony. I will continue to take your calls on that topic or anything else on your mind at 800-313-9443. That's the toll-free number to join us here on the Bob Tuscan Show. 800-313-9443. 43. Do you have any news that you think I should be covering? Here's your opportunity to bring it to my attention. We'll reschedule with Michael Collins Piper. Have no fear. He will be here. Tomorrow night we have Mark Passio coming on. Mark Passio was recently detained by police in Philadelphia, the city in which a lot is going on at the moment. And we'll get his testimony as well as discuss natural law and his sovereign attitude to things. A sovereign individual, what does that mean to you? Are you a member of a militia? I haven't brought up the topic of the militia in some time now. For those of you who are new to the show, and I'm going to get back to the phone lines in just a second here, but for those of you who are new to the show, I could sit here and I could talk about the problems all day long. But what I like to do is discuss the root of the issue, the root of the problem, and explore solutions that might take us out of this hole that we're in. Rather than continuing digging and dwelling on some of the negative aspects of what's going on. And notice, please, by all means, I'm not Pollyannish. I don't think that we should just ignore the negative and only think positively and all that BS. No, I think we need to shine the light as bright as possible on all the darkest of dark things. But by all means, let's look at some solutions, folks. We'll get back to the phone lines when we come back in just a second. I have Andrea on the line. Stand by.
The Bob Tuscan Show.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Do you love America? Do you support the right to bear arms? Do you have an opinion on the current immigration issue? Do you believe in the dollar? You have a voice. You have an opinion.
Let it be heard. Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com right now and make your voice count. Do you like your rights taken away for the so-called sake of public safety? Do you want to repeal Obamacare? Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com today and fight back. All you have to do is fill out a short survey and you're done. Simple, easy, fast. For your time, you get entered to win free gold and silver. That's right. Get gold and silver free by filling out this short survey that enters you to win. AmericanFreedomSurvey.com. Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com today. That's AmericanFreedomSurvey.com.
Time to relax and unwind. What better way to do so than with Santa Barbara Bells? For over 25 years, our wind chimes have been helping people to relax and enjoy life. Turn your home environment into a pleasurable experience. From the small overture chime to the large super bass, you will find just the right chime to enjoy. All wood, strings, and cordage are protected for long life, and all parts are rust-proof. You have 10 sizes to choose from. To see and hear more of the chimes, go to SantaBarbaraBells.com or call us at 805-733-1513. Santa Barbara Bells is currently having a springtime sale. Come to the website and save up to 50% on all of our chimes. SantaBarbaraBells.com.
Now more than ever, killing many viruses and bacteria in our homes and at work is important. With the flu epidemic running rampant, you need to protect yourself and your family the best you can with purified air. Our air purifiers not only kill many viruses and bacteria in the air, but on surfaces too. Our air purifiers will also kill molds, fungi, mildew, oxidizes chemical fumes and toxic gases, removes dust, pollen, pet odors, and smoke. We have portable units, HVAC and industrial size units. In our homes today, protect your family the best you can by calling 1-877-605-9200 or go to our online store at republicbroadcasting.org. Call today to receive your 10% off and free shipping on any home unit. 1-877-605-9200.
To their names can be added those of hundreds and thousands of others who stood in the way of the new order.
Right now.
Isn't what we're building for.
The toll-free number to join us on the Bob Tuscan Show, 800-313-9443, and we'll talk with Andrea. Hello, Andrea.
Hello, Bob. I'm calling about the tornado, and some people are saying that it's a HAARP event. And I was listening to a woman on Genesis Broadcasting and Joyce Riley, and she has said in the past that she grew up in Oklahoma and in Tornado Alley, and that she never saw storms, tornadoes like the tornadoes we're seeing now, never. And also Dutch Sintz, I don't know if you've heard of him, you know, is recording.
I sure have. I've heard of Dutch Sintz. I've followed his work.
He's a
listener to my radio show, from what I understand.
He's talking about HAARP rings and scalar squares that are clearly there. And so I think it's just more weather warfare.
I don't cancel out that possibility at all. It's something that I think about whenever I hear of extreme weather events like this. I also see that there's a group of people out there that the second something goes down like this, they're automatically assuming it was HAARP. And it's not just HAARP, they're scalar energy devices. Let's just say HAARP is the installation in Alaska. There's other devices that are being used to manipulate the weather. Of course, geoengineering could play into this. And it would not surprise me if this sort of technology was being used against us. They have no problem using it against Iran and China and places like that, and they've done so openly. So it wouldn't surprise me. So you're saying that the evidence is so far that you've seen HAARP rings, what they call HAARP rings around the area at the time?
Yeah. I mean, I think that, I mean, from what I hear, Hurricane Sandy was manufactured. I tend to go along with that. And somebody, a man called in Alex Jones' program, and who lives in Oklahoma, and he was saying that, you know, his town or his area was devastated. And he said that there were police there, and they weren't allowing anybody in without ID. And Alex jumped in and said, oh, well, they want to prevent looting and, you know, something else.
Sure.
But he, you know, he didn't mention that. But, you know, this is like police state tactics, right? I mean,
well, it's disaster tactics, that's for sure.
But it's also creating an occasion, the event for to
sure.
use police state tactics.
Well, you know, whenever we see a emergency like this, it's not just police state tactics. They'll call martial law. And we've seen it with Katrina, and I'm surprised they haven't gone around confiscating people's weapons. And of course, Barry Sotero calls the governor of Oklahoma to lend his support, and that's because the states now are beholden to the federal government. And I'm sure that that's the case here as well. I'm surprised we haven't heard more about troops, National Guard troops being you know, put on the streets there. I'm sure that's happening, actually. And I'd love to hear some more reports from anybody in the area. 800-313-9443. But, Andrea, I think you might be on to something with this. We got to keep an open mind. But at the same time, let's not jump to conclusions. You know, there could be other stuff going on. There seems to be evidence that weather modification is at hand here with many of the, recent events. There's one hurricane that it seems was definitely directed in a certain direction, and that is Hurricane Erin. Do you know about Hurricane Erin?
No. Uh-uh.
Hurricane Erin was a lot like Hurricane Sandy. It was projected to hit the New York metropolitan area, and the date in which it was supposed to land in New York was September 10th. 2001. But mysteriously, this hurricane got kicked back out into the ocean, and if you look at the trajectory of the storm, it did a 180 pretty much. Isn't that interesting?
Oh, yeah, right. Yeah.
So that's Hurricane Erin, and it seems that there was definitely weather modification at hand there.
Yeah, well, we had a lockdown in the city, for I think it was Hurricane Irene, and then, you know, almost nothing happened. And then, you know, where I am in Manhattan, and you know, heard it was practice of a lockdown of a major city. You know?
Yeah. Well, look at the amount of attention that Hurricane Sandy and Irene and all these storms have had, and look back before 9/11 at the lack of attention that Hurricane Erin was receiving at the time. It's very interesting, and it makes you wonder. And it's not that the media and Al Roker and all the, you know, weather people are complicit in this, but it's interesting in retrospect. Anyways, Andrea, thanks for the call. I'm glad you brought that up. It was something that I was thinking about here behind the scenes, and I really do appreciate your insight. I have Marlene Ivette, who came on last week with us to talk about the Baby Rico case, and I wanted her to call in just very briefly, and then we'll get back to the phone lines. We have Bill and Sovereign Man waiting patiently. We'll get to you in just a second. But Marlene, thanks for calling in. You have an update as far as the Baby Rico case is concerned. And for those who don't know, Baby Rico was a baby boy born healthy and then subsequently told that he has HIV, even though we know that it's a fraud. His mother, who was told she had HIV as a kid, almost died from the drugs until her parents were able to get her off the drugs without Child Protection Services and the mafia coming after her, the medical mafia. And now, 20-plus years later, they want to poison her baby and have done so to the point where last week we reported that he had an extreme rash, a life-threatening rash. They took him off the medication temporarily, only to put him back on the medication. And then what happened, Marlene?
Hi, Bob. Yes, he was put back on the drugs yesterday, and the rash came back, as well as vomiting and severe diarrhea. He didn't sleep all night and was very sick. So they did take him off that particular drug that was causing that issue, but are refusing to keep him off drugs. And the latest update actually just came in. Baby Rico's grandmother sent a text, and I'll just read it briefly. It says, still at the hospital. They removed the towels on all four limbs when we arrived. Lindsay is administering the Calitra now, so they will be filming Rico. He's upset. Now he's going into a coma-like state and sort of choking. This really sucks. For the second time since I have been texting you, the alarm has gone off. John is now holding Rico to comfort him. Steve is shaking his head. Now the room is quiet. Yes, it is awful for us, but how about Rico? The total isolation he feels. The doctor told John and Lindsay that he, which are Rico's parents, he did not appreciate the postings on Facebook by the family. So Rico is being...
Of course he doesn't appreciate it, because they're exposing what they're how they're torturing this baby in the name of medical dogma. This is so sick. So sick. If you see the video, folks, that Steve Nagel just posted recently, the baby's being tortured to death. He's covered in gauze, or was covered in gauze, and it's just so painful. And then to make it worse, Marlene, they're forcing, under the threat of taking baby Rico away from them, which would be even worse, they're forcing his parents to murder him, to poison him.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. They said his arms and legs are bound extremely tight for extended periods of time. And he'll be put on three different poisonous drugs each day from tonight until Friday to decide which one is...
Experimental drugs.
The what?
Experimental drugs. They're using this...
Exactly. Experimental drugs.
Mm-hmm.
Until Friday, and decide which drug, I guess, kills him the slowest. And they'll keep him on that one. So that's... They're going to keep him there and just, they, like you said, experiment on him for days until Friday, and they won't let him out.
They don't even treat guinea pigs this poorly.
Exactly. He looks so... It's tearing me apart. I don't know what else we can do other than, again, trying to raise the funds to make this movie and put this story out there as it's happening, because God forbid if something happens to this baby, the mainstream media will spin this story and make it look like the family did something wrong. This story has to be documented properly.
And they'll say, see, he died of AIDS. See,
exactly.
We told you. Well, I'm going to continue to follow this, Marlene. We're going to do our due diligence here on the Bob Tuscan Show. This is something that is very near and dear to my heart, and I'm just so disturbed by it, as I know many who are listening are as well. Marlene, thank you so much. Continue to keep us up to date. And how can they support the film that Celia Farber is making, real quick?
Thank you, Bob, so much for covering this. And they can go to Indiegogo.com. Just put Rico Martinez in the search, and it'll come right up. Or you can come add me on Facebook at Marlene Yvette, and I'll give all the information needed.
All right, Marlene. Thanks so much. I appreciate it.
Thank you, Bob.
Let's go to another call. Bill in Idaho. Hi, Bill.
Hello. Hello.
Hello.
Hello.
Hello. Hello. Hello.
Mr. T, bless you.
Bill.
Bless you for getting that story out. More important than when most would be aware of your fealty to service and duty even more so. We'd be crying right here with the angels behind the enemy lines in Coeur d'Alene to hear that this continues as national tragedy. But then again, the death culture is the only thing that's being produced in this democracy presently. Could you by chance encourage the young lady, considering she's dealing with the administrative state, to take a close look at Pastrudo's discussion in regard to the Administrative Procedures Act of 1946 and possibly get her with Ralph Witteraut and go ahead and enjoin them?
Yeah, will you do me a favor and send me an email reminding me of this? Because I think that would be great. I think they need all of the resources possible, and I appreciate that suggestion.
Well, I'll send it through the board.
Okay,
Sam,
fair enough.
Great. We'll do that. Bless you. Best regards to the Tuscan Toother. We'll talk
all
to
right.
you, sir. Bless you.
Always good to hear from you, Bill. Thank you so much. Let's talk with Sovereign Man. Sovereign.
Good evening, Bob.
How are you?
Oh, I'm blessed. And highly favored. Yeah. In relationship to the situation that just happened in Oklahoma, I just want to interject the passing legislation in reference to blocking any Second Amendment bans or any national legislation. That might be a way of them, you know, sending a signal to Oklahoma, hey, you know, we're gonna give you a spanking. You know, I mean, the weather modification is a reality. If there is a document I wanted to share with you, it's not just you know the what is it used. I think the HARP is actually used. They talk about four different levels, you know, weather modification, behavior modification, data transfer, and power transfer. Those are the four things that they supposedly are using it for. But there, behind the scenes, there's a larger picture. It's called, I don't know if you've heard of this, it's called the Variable Terrain Radio Parabolic Equation.
And, say that five times fast.
Yeah, say that five times fast. Yeah, it's actually how they're actually being able to target the theater of operation on the landmass from 200 miles out at sea. Okay, and they're doing it in high definition. All right. There is a document that's available. It's actually you know, open to the public. It's called an Atmospheric Sensitivity and Validation Study of the Variable Terrain Radio Parabolic Equation Model, or VTRPE. It's a thesis by Matthew K. Doggett. Okay, the document was released in let me see. 97. So, what year are we in?
2015.
Yeah.
13? 14?
Yes. I mean, they were doing
like that.
Yeah, something like that. So, not hard. I mean, they got their drones and they got their, what do they call that? NROL-32 and NROL-49. Those are national reconnaissance satellites. They have directed energy weapons on them.
Is well, I don't doubt for a second that the technology does not exist. The military-industrial complex is a black hole with unlimited resources. And at the end of the day, their technology probably goes even far beyond that.
Yeah. Yeah.
So,
I mean,
you know, for anybody out there that says this doesn't exist and they wouldn't use it, I mean, that's just naive. Now, whether or not that's always the case, and whether or not there isn't just natural disasters that do happen from time to time with no agenda. I mean, that's definitely a consideration. So,
yeah, I think, 50 tornadoes in one day.
I don't know. Is that so uncommon?
I don't know.
I grew up in Florida, so I got the hurricanes, so I know hurricanes, and we haven't had a lot of hurricanes recently. But as far as tornadoes are concerned, I don't know. Is that uncommon?
Do some more research.
I will look into it. Thanks so much, Sovereign Man. Take care. All right, final segment still to come. You tell me. 800-313-9443 or email me. BobTuskinShow@gmail.com.
The Bob Tuskin Show.
Do you flinch when a police car appears in your rearview mirror or you get pulled over? Are you squeamish when an envelope arrives in the mail with a return address of a court, a government agency like the IRS, or some law firm? Would you like to escape government agency harassment? Then visit escapeharassment.com. George Bush allegedly says, the government constitution is nothing but a doggone piece of paper. Well, that's a contract. A contract is an offer acceptance of that offer, at which point a contract arises by law and the offerer can no longer withdraw the offer. We teach, do not accept. That way there is no contract or agreement for you to go to their court or private club meeting. To escape government agency harassment like the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com. This is a tried and proven experienced process, not experimental, with a money-back guarantee that it works and success testimonials from previous students. Remember, escapeharassment.com. That's escapeharassment.com.
Ground beef, eggs, butter, cheese, soup, sandwiches, strawberries, ice cream, coffee, and more. What do these foods have in common? They all come in storable, long shelf life food for you to save and use in uncertain times. Rather, if it is a meal or a snack, for a family or just yourself, CampingSurvival.com offers a huge variety of storable food for you to be prepared anytime. Go to CampingSurvival.com. to order all your food. Eat today, save it for tomorrow, or store it for years to come. CampingSurvival.com sells healthy, nutritious, storable food in number 10 cans and pouches. Order online today at CampingSurvival.com. Use code FREEDOM and receive 5% off. CampingSurvival.com. Remember, save 5% off with code FREEDOM at CampingSurvival.com on all your prepared food needs.
With financial uncertainty circling the globe due to job losses, decline in the housing market, a climate of corruption, bailouts, currency rigging, and unfair competition, many are once more turning to precious metals as the only hedge against the uncertainty of the future. With the U.S. House conducting hearings on proposals to confiscate workers' personal retirement accounts, including 401ks and IRAs, this is the time to secure your assets. Call Republic Trading Group today, 800-691-7898, before this happens, and find out how easy it is to convert your existing IRA and, in some instances, your 401k plan into real wealth now. Don't let the ravages of hyperinflation caused by the massive increase of fiat currency now flooding world markets affect your retirement account. Call RTG at 800-691-7898 and experience the security and peace of mind that only real gold and silver can offer. That number again is 800-691-7898. Call now.
Lucifer, son of the morning, I'm gonna chase you out of earth. I'm gonna put on an iron shirt and chase Satan out of earth. I'm gonna put on an iron shirt. Chase the devil out of earth. I'm gonna send him to outer space to find another race. I'm gonna send him to outer space to find another race.
Let's see here. There was 1,133 tornadoes in the year of 1990. In 1988, there were 702 hurricanes. Did I just say hurricanes? Yes, I did. I meant to say tornadoes. 702. In the year 1986, there was 765. In 1984, there was 907. As far as confirmed F5 tornadoes, there was only one in 1984. There was only one in 1985. In 1987, there was zero F5, three F4s. In 1989, there was 11 F4s and zero F5s. So I don't know. I don't know how uncommon this is. Let's talk to Fred in Michigan. Fred.
Hey, Judy Wood. Do you know who she is? Judy Wood.
Just joking. Yeah, what about her?
Alright. In the interview that I heard 2 years ago, she indicated there was a hurricane that moved up the East Coast and then parked itself.
Yeah, that was Hurricane Aaron, the one I was talking about before.
Oh, was it? Okay. Alright. So, Fred Bell and another guy, James McCanny, each of them, when I was able to get through the Coast to Coast, told me in the, on that program that Katrina, all the big hurricanes of that year were manufactured weather warfare scenarios. And I remember some people calling in from Florida who said that on CNN they saw some what had to have been like a laser beam right there on the screen, and McCanny, and I believe Fred Bell corroborated this, that yeah, that's part of that technology to control, direct it. And then McCanny went on to say that he knows precisely how to, what shall we say, disarm or circumvent that whole process. That it's not difficult if you know what to do. And he said he knows exactly how to do that, James McCanny. And I think, I don't know, if his website is still JMCCSEI, you know, .com, but pretty phenomenal. And, of course, Fred Bell mysteriously died a year ago, I think it was. So, anyway,
interesting.
I just thought I'd run that by. We really do have to. I'm organizing a grassroots think tank. Oh, by the way, relative to the medical Gestapo skullduggery, there's a brilliant attorney, Emord.
Yeah, we've had Jonathan Emord on.
Well, great. He's the only guy that I've ever heard of that beat the butts of the FDA 8 different times. So.
Oh, yeah, he's awesome. We've had him on, and I'll have to bring him back on per your reminder. Fred, thanks so much, buddy. Good to hear from you. Folks, that does it for us tonight. We'll be back tomorrow night with Mark Passio. You're not going to want to miss that. WhatOnEarthIsHappening.com, his website. My website, BobTuskin.com, T-U-S-K-I-N. Email me, TheBobTuskinShow@gmail.com. Love you guys. Have a great night.
This has been another edition of The Bob Tuskin Show. Activism in action. Now go plant some seeds.